A well-established Auckland barbershop has hung up its razors after struggling to get visas for overseas trained staff, despite the working holiday scheme reopening. Immigration says just over 1,000 people have arrived in the country on working holiday visas this year, most since applications reopened in March. But if foreigners don't come in droves for working holidays or on temporary work visas, businesses fear they'll be left in the lurch. Amy Williams reports.
Mike Austin set up Eden Barbers 20 years ago, but of late he's been pulling his hair out trying to recruit trained cutters. It's a small central Auckland business with loyal clients that employs four barbers. The last candidate he managed to get here from Europe was declined a working holiday visa twice before an immigration lawyer got it over the line. The exercise cost $8,000, and that cutter has since returned home.
I think the writing's very much on the wall for a lot of industries like mine. I think what's happening out there is that businesses are just running leaner and leaner, and they're going to, you know, basically run themselves into the ground. You already see people trying to run cafes on their own. I wasn't going to go far down that road, so we made the call and cut it sooner.
The doors closed last month. Mike Austin says finding local barbers ready to cut to a professional standard is difficult.
We had an applicant who was a doorman about 5 years ago, and that was the last thing on his CV, and he wanted to come and cut here. And then another girl that was out of a crash course, a haircutting out of school. We just needed people that could just continue the expectations of the client base.
He says there's too much red tape surrounding the working holiday visa scheme.
It's been very restrictive, and I think as a result, over the last 18 years of trying to process these visas, it's hindered growth.
The number of foreigners who can come here on a working holiday scheme depends on where they come from. 31 countries have limited numbers and 14 are uncapped. Immigration says 1,120 people have arrived this year, and those who have been reissued visas under the scheme, who couldn't arrive due to the shut border, have until mid-September to get their boots on the ground. Immigration New Zealand General Manager of Border and Visa Operations, Nicola Hogg, says sectors such as tourism, hospitality and primary industries will benefit from the additional workforce. But many are worried there'll be no influx. Restaurant Association National Spokesperson Mike Egan says there are major staff shortages across the sector and no sign of anyone on working holiday visas applying for jobs.
There's just no one applying. I put an ad up on the Trade Me Jobs, and even though I said they must be New Zealand residents or a New Zealand on a work visa, the only replies we got were from people from offshore.
Mike Egan is the co-owner of Monsoon Poon Restaurants in Auckland and Wellington and is working as a kitchen hand to ease the pressure on his staff. He says it's yet to be seen if reopening the working holiday scheme visas will attract people here.
You sort of worry that they'll think the country will go into lockdown and we'll be stuck here or whatever, you know, so it could be quite uncertain. Australia is making it much easier for them.
He says there's been an exodus of young people working for restaurants who have left on their OE since the border reopened. The Hair and Barber Association represents 400 salons and barbershops across the country. Its chair, Nick James, says the average age of those working in the industry is 26 years old, and he expects even further pressure on staffing.
Now that the borders have opened again, we're going to get a little bit of that brain drain. So the people that have trained here and now got the opportunity to go overseas will go overseas. And we're still trying to fill that hole of people that need to come into the country to be able to fill the vacancies that we have.
He says there are plenty of customers but not enough staff, and is concerned more businesses will fold.